You're listening to The Good Pod Guide. Today, I, your host, Lauren Windle, am joined by my bezzy and fellow journalist, Nat Barker, who over the next few minutes is about to try and outshine me so he can stage a coup and take over the podcast. Nice try, Nat. So, something that I do quite often on The Good Pod Guide is that I share with our listeners about the dreams I've had, because I have systematically over the last like maybe 3 months, maybe even longer, like 6 months, had dreams where I am dating various people. Like examples would be Ben from Below Deck, the chef, Towie's Diags, Chandler from Friends, Omar Sy, that was a really good one, who plays Lupin in the... It's often correlated with like what I've been watching on TV. Anyway, so most recently, I want to tell you about this one because you know one of the people involved, right? Mm-hmm. I normally wouldn't share about one that's not a celebrity because who cares? They don't know those people. But I had this dream that I was on Married at First Sight. And then at the end of the aisle when I got there was someone I already knew. So it wasn't like First Sight. And it was this guy who I know called Angus. And I was like, oh, do you know what? That's actually probably better than some weird stranger because I know we get on really well. We'll have such a laugh, right? Wedding night, after the wedding, we go back to this beautiful hotel and I'm like, oh, let's go down to the bar and have a drink. In this dream, I drank as well, which is a bit weird, but not completely uncommon for alcoholics to have those dreams. So anyway, I went down to the bar and he was supposed to be heading down to meet me. For some reason, he didn't come, right? And I went back up to find out where he was, and he was sitting in our sort of honeymoon suite having a chat with Rob, who is a friend of both of us, who's a journalist at BT Sport. And they were just shooting the breeze. And he was like, I was going to come, but then I got chatting with Rob. How rude is that?
Rob is a very engaging guy.
I knew you were going to say
that. That's what I would say.
I knew. Yeah, but even Dream Me doesn't think I'm more interesting on my wedding night than Rob. That's got to be a self-esteem issue.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's got great anecdotes. I mean, I'll tell you what Rob wouldn't be doing. He wouldn't be saying, oh, I had this dream the other day. You're talking about something interesting.
Would you rather that you and Rob were doing this podcast than me and Rob?
No, definitely not. No.
That's the right answer. Because if there's one thing the world of podcasting doesn't need, it's more straight white men.
Yeah, I agree. Rob, if you're listening to this, just DM me. And we'll sort it out.
So mean. Right. We are talking today about P.S. I Hate This Movie. What's it about, Matt?
So the premise is pretty straightforward. Two comedians, Sarah Hunt and James Pietragallo. I think I'm saying that name right.
I never heard.
No. I think that was quite good. I'm going to stick with that. Pietragallo, James Pietragallo. They analyze rom-coms, mainly. Films that they hate. So each episode, they give it a really in-depth analysis of a new rom-com. They delve into scenes, they go through the whole thing in linear order, and then they finish up by telling you why you shouldn't watch the movie.
Yeah, I didn't completely appreciate this, if I'm honest. And I thought they made some valid points, like they said about he's just not that into you. And they kind of highlighted that it feels like an unfinished story, like someone's just written a load of scenes and thrown it together. And I do think I agree with that, which I hadn't thought about because I love that film and I've watched it a lot. But when they said that, that was a bit of a realization moment for me. But they also really got my back up when they were talking about Bridget Jones's Diary, because they said, is anyone in the film, should I do this in an American accent?
Or yeah, do it. Go on, do it. Just go, just lean into it. Just go, oh, 3, 2, 1.
Is anyone in the film not an asshole? I mean, the dad is, but he's got dementia. So you've either got to be an asshole or you're completely loopy in the movie. Listen, love, I have seen that film more times than I care to admit. I've read the book and the column and confirm that in no iteration does her dad have dementia. So I just think, do your research.
Mm.
Any well, moments that...
Would not like to be Sarah Hunt right now.
Any moments that caught your attention?
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with what you said, actually, Lauren. I wanted to like this one. I liked the concept, but I think I didn't find it that engaging. And like, it feels like kind of like every episode feels like a bit the same. Like, they're just talking at length about, like, why they hate the film. And I do think they make some quite incisive comments. You know, I was listening to one about Love Actually, and, you know, the stuff about how, you know, it starts in an airport with Hugh Grant doing a voiceover where he's, like, talking about 9/11, like, because that just says love, doesn't it? Everyone thinks about love when they think about 9/11. Like, they are quite funny.
Yeah. There are 66 episodes up there so far, but they are long. They're like an hour and a half long.
They're an hour and a half long, which I find crazy because hour and a half, about the length of your average rom-com. So you might as well watch the rom-com, decide whether you like it or not. If you didn't like the rom-com, why would you listen to a podcast of the same length about why it wasn't good? I don't get it. Makes no sense.
Yeah, they do properly just... They moan about how long films are, and it feels, it feels like throwing, you know, stones in glass houses, given that the analysis is the same length.
I feel like it could be better if it was a little bit tighter, you know, like the first 15 minutes, they're just going, oh my God, I hated this movie so much. And I'm like, yeah, I really hated this movie. Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how much I hated this movie. Yeah, I really hated this movie. And then they actually start and go through in like forensic detail of like every scene. I feel like cut it down a little bit, could be a bit snappier, it'd be better.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, the guy James who presents it, he also presents a podcast called Crime in Sport, which I think we might be talking about at some point. Mm-hmm. And that one is also incredibly, the episodes are incredibly long. So I don't know what his issue is. He must just have time to kill. You know, he's clearly like podcasting is clearly his main thing.
So,
but yeah, they're a little bit long.
Yeah, I've also listened to another of his podcasts, Small Town Murder, which I've covered in a different review on Good Pod Guide, and I really liked it, but it was ridiculously long. And the thing that gets my back up about it, actually, is like the sheer arrogance of thinking that you're sufficiently funny and entertaining to take up that much of my time. I think it's lazy editing. And I just, you know, I actually say that quite a lot. I think it's just really annoying.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Good thing about this one is when you asked me to do this, I was a little bit worried about like, is it okay to be like mean about people's podcasts? You know, I host another podcast. And I would be really upset if someone was like making a podcast telling me how rubbish it was. But
I'm almost certainly going to do that now.
The whole podcast is them just being mean about something that somebody else has made. So it's fine to be mean about this one. It's absolutely fine.
That's so true. That is so true.
I just think it's not that hard to tear Twilight to shreds. You know, I think that like the films they pick, like, you know, they pick films which are kind of easy targets to be like be ripped apart and criticized. I would like them to try and tackle some more kind of critically acclaimed. I want to see them do Schindler's List. I want to see them first scene. Well, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
Citizen Kane. I watched that the other day, hated it. Try that. Yeah, I'm going to email them after this. I'm going to email them some thoughts.
Yeah, I think that would be good. I think that going for the American rom-com genre is definitely low-hanging fruit. Like, no one's ever claimed that that's amazing art, you know? I think we all see that for what it is, as like a bit of crap lie relief. So, yeah, I don't know. I initially liked the concept, but I think this might be one where the concept is better than the execution.
Yeah, I think I agree.
In the next episode, me and my mate Nat talk about the joys of an Aussie accent as we review Unravel True Crime Podcast. For more info on the Good Pod Guide, check out the show notes. Also, if you've enjoyed what you've heard, like, subscribe, and leave a positive review. We really appreciate it.